This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 6th. God's word to you today is but God. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2, verse 3, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else." Really, no one, not one of us, can claim to be holier than another. Because the truth is, if God did not deliver you, you would have not been delivered. The Bible says, all of us, meaning we have all been there. We need a savior. However, if you do not see who you were, you would not know that you need a savior. Some people feel that because they have spent most part of their lives in the church circles, becoming born again does not make sense. You cannot really see your need for a savior because you think you are good. Or you used to be bad, now you are becoming better. God says, no, you were dead, but I need you to be alive. When we see where we are coming from, we know that all of us need help. Ephesians 2 verse 3 says, all of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we are subjects of God's anger, just like everyone else. Let me explain God's anger and God's judgment. It is not that God is angry and he wants to destroy people. Now I want you to imagine a scale with God's love and favor on the right and God's wrath and anger on the far left. Whoever wanders to the left side of the scale is subject to what is obtainable on the left side of the scale. But anyone who remains on the right side of the scale is subject to what is attainable on the right side of the scale. Ephesians 2 verses 4 to 5 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." Honestly, this is the kind of scripture I like to read and ponder at bedtime. But God. I think about all the challenges and I just say, but God, and I go to sleep. But God, who did not leave us to ourselves. But God, who saw that we should have actually been wiped away and destroyed, but God. This truth sometimes makes me feel like crying, because I should not be preaching. I do not even deserve it. But God, who is rich in mercy. God is rich in mercy. This means that if God had a bank account and he gave you his card and his PIN, when you go to the ATM for a withdrawal, it is not naira or dollars that will come out of the machine, but rather his mercy. God's mercy is not scarce with him. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.